It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Good Friday evening to you. It is Dave Shannon and referee Rich DeLeo sitting in for Corey Geiger for the final time this week. Corey will be back with you on Monday, but you're stuck with us for one more day. Rich, how's it going?
I know, right? Where J.L. Boswell Pipes are.
J.M.
J.M. Yeah. J.L.
You go by it a couple of times.
I used to go into Juniata when I did basketball games down there several winters ago. It's right along 22, so it's very easy to find. Just head on 22 east, and you'll eventually pass it on your way to Huntingdon.
Yeah, in around the Alexandria area.
Nice to have them as the sponsor of the show.
And absolutely.
As you said, Corey will be back Monday. That way I can get back to my afternoon routine of naps.
Yes, I've had to adjust to that.
This is an inconvenient break in the day.
It is somewhat, so. And don't feel sorry for us. I mean,
no.
You know. But that's just something that's a little bit different for both of us because we are both afternoon nappers because we do activities in the evening. So Rich happens to get paid for his activities. I don't. But nonetheless, it is a little bit different for us. One of the things that has come to our attention as the Altoona Curve, as of today, announced the 2026 home schedule at PNG Field. So the Curve will be hosting the usual number, 69 home games at PNG Field for next season. So, and they'll open the season there at home. And that's, over the years now, you've been with them from day one. Over the years, opening day, what are all the different weather conditions that you have come up against?
The only thing we haven't had was pure sunshine and warm temperatures. That's the one of the few things that we've been missing over the years. Other than that, we've had snow, we've had rain, we've had cold, we've had mild. We've not had a day like today. A day like today is sunny and perfect. We've never had an opening day like that. But usually it is colder and wet.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
You haven't had to deal with ice, have you?
No, thankfully, no. We've never had that. We did have snow once,
mm-hmm.
but never any ice. But that's always a hit and miss because now, you know, it's the second week of April. And we always know spring weather is fickle around here. So, we've had everything but a sunny, perfect day.
Yeah. Well, get the start at home, 3 at home against Harrisburg, and then they'll go off for 3 on the road against the Senators, and then come back home for a regular 6-game homestand as the Portland, Maine Sea Dogs, where the Curve happen to be right now, will be coming to town for 6.
So, they're already starting with 2026. Well, they're, you know, the office staff and the game day staff, they're planning all year round. So there is never, I don't think there's ever a thing called next year for them because it's always now.
Yeah, it's just rolling from one to the next. And you got it. And some of the things, too, I mean, it's been great to get to know Kes and know Nate over the course of time. And you realize that some of the things that you see right now were planned a year ago.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
And that's the way these, and some of them you need permission because Major League Baseball now runs Minor League Baseball. So you have to get permission from them to do different things.
And mainly that has to deal with the uniform changes, the
team names
yeah. And some of the rebranding that goes on because that involves merchandise. And MLB has to stick their nose in. And, you know, Big Brother can tell you what to do, you know, and again, and I feel bad for those folks because they've come up with some, you know, they've probably come up with some really good ideas that have been really shot down MLB just because they can. And, once again, with this whole trend now of, The company that owns the curve is Diamond Baseball Holdings, LLC, DBH. And their goal is to own 50 minor league clubs. Why, I don't know. I think they're past the 40 mark now. And we are number 21 on the roster. So we, and it's ironic because we're a Pirate affiliate and we got Roberto Clemente's number. So
that is ironic.
That is the only thing that links us to DBH, because I've never met anyone from DBH. I don't know if anyone from DBH has ever come down to watch a game here. I don't know anything about them. Definitely the air and the aura of Curve Baseball has changed since the Lozenaks no longer own the team. It has definitely changed. And a lot of people don't like it.
Okay, well, and that's what happens in a lot of cases when you have basically a family-run organization that previously had the team, and now it's corporate.
And let me stress what I just said. Let me back up what I just said. I was referring to a lot of the fans. I was not referring to the office people or the employees there, because I only deal with them when I go to the ballpark, and I deal with a very limited number of employees. I don't know what they're thinking. And we don't normally talk about it. I deal with Kes, I deal with Nate, and the people in the booth that I work with. That's it. I'm talking about the fans in general, because you had that great hometown feel with the Lozenaks in charge, and everything was about the curve, and they didn't want any attention. They didn't want any accolades, although well-deserved, because Bob Lozenak's dream was to get a team here back in the day in the 80s and 90s when he was the owner of the Albuquerque Dukes. And maybe even the 70s and 80s. And he got it done here. I mean, it was a great time when that was announced back in the late 1990s. I think it was 96, late 96 or early 97.
Yeah.
When the announcement came, and it came from Las Vegas, that we were not only granted a franchise, and then we were going to get the Pirate affiliation too.
Because we were following that closely at the Rail Kings office when the announcement came out.
Like I said, the whole feeling has changed. I mean, we're still going strong. We still do a lot of the great curve stuff that we do. One of the things that really doesn't sit well with me was the fact that they, for lack of a better term, well, no, I'll do it this way. They retired Steamer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I didn't like that because Steamer was definitely a fan favorite. We've had some great Steamers throughout at the history of the curve when it was the face of the franchise, and Steamer was the face of the franchise. And I just wish they would bring him back. Nothing against Loco. Loco does a fabulous job. He interacts great with the fans. The kids love him.
Kids love him.
And he is very, very fan interactive, which is great, again. But I just wish Steamer would come back. We have Altoona, and we have Loco, and we have Rail King when it's Rail King's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't we have Steamer? And that's just me talking as a fan, not as a game day employee. But some of the aura has changed since the Lozenaks sold the team. And again, DBH, and I don't know what's going to happen when they get to their 50.
Yeah.
I don't know what are they going to do? Like start playing poker? I don't know, because their goal is to own 50 minor league clubs. And, that's a big chunk of minor league baseball.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, are we just going to be like we are now, just number 21 on the roster? Or are they going to invest in these teams if they own them? If they own these teams, then they have to invest at some point. But don't tell Pirate management that. They don't want to hear that. But it's just my thinking outside the box.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it continues as it goes down the road, because it does make you wonder why that 50 mark was basically the goal that was set out by the company. And to what end? Because I don't know why 50 would be a magic number. Basically, if you want to just keep buying teams, go ahead. And what do you do with them? Okay, so
once
you
have them.
Yeah, it's like, I got 50 of these. How many do you have?
Yeah, and what are they going to do? I mean, you're going to turn it, and they're not all Double A, they're not all one classification. They're single, double, triple.
Yeah.
You can't really lump them all together, you know, and say, well, this is our portfolio and this is what we, I don't know, maybe it's to flip them and turn them. Maybe they're like house flippers. I don't know.
It could be.
Buy them and then you have them and then you keep them and then you sell them.
Question is, how long do you keep them?
Well, that's just it. What do you do with them?
Yeah. No. We'll see how that plays out over the course of time, but the Curve have their 2026 home schedule. So if you want to go to the Altoona Curbs website to take a peek at that, nothing in particular about promotions or anything like that.
No, and there won't be any times either.
Yeah.
That'll all come when they get the other half of the schedule, when they get the road schedule. Well, you said they already have some of the road games listed on it. I think the whole schedule will come out. It's just there won't be any times
right.
for games. They give you like a generic schedule. They'll give you the home games and then the road games and the dates, but they won't give you the times. That comes later.
Yeah, and that probably varies depending on each individual team as to what they're doing. I know it seems like every team, because we run into this both here and then the Curve play on the road, and you have the Education Day games. It seems like everybody has a splash day now. So that's part of what everybody does.
And Major League Baseball, here's where their heavy-handedness comes in. They tell you you're only allowed to have like three of those 11 o'clock games. Why are they telling us, if we're owned by DBH, and yet Major League Baseball makes the rules, and then who do we listen to? I don't know who comes up with the rules, but you're only allowed to have so many of the Education Day games, which I think are fun, because when all those students come, and very rarely, you asked about weather, very rarely do we get a nice day for those games. And they're in May,
mm-hmm.
but very rarely do we get a sunny, warm day for any of those games. They are filled with kids. They're making noise. They're very interactive with what's going on the field with the mascots and with Kess and with the interviews that we do. It's so cool. They bring a lot of energy to the ballpark, and that's what you want. But again, well, you can only have three of those. It's like, why?
Why is that the magic number?
Who made that
number?
The rule?
Yeah.
Yeah,
why
who
is
made the
that
rule?
It?
So anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, times and all of that will be forthcoming, but right now we do have the rough layout as to what is coming up. I'll pass that over to you if you want to browse it at all.
And the magnet schedules aren't out yet.
not quite. That's going to be a while. So, anyway, just thought we'd bring you news about the Curve, and of course they'll be playing tonight here, 6 o'clock, first pitch from Portland, Maine, against the Sea Dogs. I'm assuming the weather's okay up there. I know they had some rain last night. I don't know what they have in store tonight as far as precip goes.
Well, if it's this cool down here, if it got this cool down here, it's probably a lot cooler up there.
Oh, yeah.
Because this weather change now, like the heat, this weather change is affecting the entire East Coast,
mm-hmm.
at least from the Mason-Dixon line up. So
the old Mason-Dixon line comes back into play.
Mm-hmm.
So
it could be a little chilly up there, but you know, after the heat wave, I'm sure it's a welcome change. I mean, I know it was to sleep last night, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a good thing. And I don't think there's too many people that would argue that it was anything but a good thing. So we welcome that, and we welcome your phone calls at 814-946-0435. We'll touch briefly on the parent club of the Altoona Curve, the Pittsburgh Pirates. And first off, what everybody perceived as fire sale, and there'll be all kinds of people leaving Pittsburgh and going here, there, and otherwise. What did they lose? Four guys. You lost Bednar. You lost Key Brian Hayes.
You lost Ferguson. You lost Falter. And last week you got rid of Frazier. So you lost five. So really wasn't a fire sale, but it was a dump. It was a salary dump. Anybody that had a modest or decent salary, they left. You know, Key Brian Hayes was obviously, you know, he was getting $8 million a year. So Bednar, he was getting, what, $3 or $4
million? Somewhere in there.
I don't know. So there's $12 million off the books right there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all this guy's about. And if yesterday's trade deadline activity by the Pirates doesn't tell you something, then you completely missed the boat. They, again, there was no rebuilding or trying to rebuild or get some pieces for the Major League team.
No.
It was all about just getting rid of players, getting rid of salaries. Now their salary, it was like 80, what was it, 80-some, 86 million to start the season. They had the fourth lowest payroll in baseball. Now with this salary dump yesterday, they're probably down to about 75 million. Maybe more, probably down around 70 with all the guys they traded.
Yeah, so, yeah, sounds about right.
So, again, there's another $15 million that will go back into the pocket of Bob Nutting. And, again, this, they were one of few teams yesterday. I think every team was involved. I don't think the Atlanta Braves made one trade yesterday.
No, they did not.
But of all the teams that made trades, most of them made a trade with the mindset of improving their major league team right now, except the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
They did nothing, nothing at all, to enhance the major league roster that they have now.
Or to improve the future, for that matter, because many of the guys they got, I can remember yesterday that MLB would say, these are the two guys that they got in exchange, and they put in parentheses where they stood as far as their ranking within the team they came from. So we were inheriting guys that were like 14th, the 14th top player.
If we were lucky.
You know, and then they were showing up as what would be the Pirates' 16th or 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a bunch of people to play with. I don't know. I always look, minor league baseball is a little bit of an oddity. And there are times when a player surprises, I think, everyone at the major league level, because I think the attitude primarily is with a minor league team at any one time, there are probably two, at most three, of the people that are on that roster that they ever expect to get up to the majors. And so what you're doing is looking for 22 guys to play with those two or three guys. And that seems to be what they were out shopping for yesterday, the guys that play with the future stars.
One of the guys they got in a trade was a 34-year-old pitcher. Now, and they traded him to Chicago. But why would you even go after a guy, or why would you even agree to take a guy that's 34 years old with practically no chance of being a regular ever again in a pitching rotation? Why? I don't care if they did trade him away and it's not their problem now. But the fact is they still had him and they still traded for him, which shows absolutely no foresight whatsoever to improve this ball club. And we keep hearing prospects, prospect. You know what Jim Leland said about prospects? He said, you know what the definition of a prospect is? They haven't proven themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Leland said that, and yet the Pirates are full of
prospects. Yeah.
That's why I said years ago, they should just change their name to the Pittsburgh Prospects. Because they don't make moves, in my mind, in my estimation, they don't make moves to improve the major league team. They just don't.
Okay.
And yesterday was proof positive of that.
If somebody joining us, it says here, it's caller number three. So I guess that's their identifier.
You're higher up on the prospect roster than most of the players they got.
Yeah, you definitely. Number three. Man, you're talking good stuff.
I'm going to be in the rotation tomorrow.
Might as well.
I'll tell you what, you can be there for Heaney tonight, because over his last three appearances, Heaney's ERA is 8.18.
Wow.
And he's pitching in Colorado tonight.
Yeah, against a guy who's 4-14. Andrew Sanzatella, whatever his name
is. That's a home run stadium, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's an everything stadium. The ball doesn't stay down very long
because of the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys, I'm a mental health professional. You guys have SPD.
Which is?
Severe Pirates Depression.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I have a serious question. Can the owners be forced to sell the team if they make no effort to? This is professional baseball. If they make no effort to actually put a team on the field.
Nope, there's nothing. Major League Baseball will do nothing if the owner is paying his bills. If there's no problems in the city as far as he doesn't owe people money, things of that nature, his business side of it is okay. Major League Baseball doesn't really care. They say they do. And that's what baseball welfare, as I like to call it, the revenue sharing concept, that's what that was all about. It's like, okay, you're in a smaller town, maybe you don't get as many people. Here's some money that the big guys get, so go out and get yourself some players. However, Major League Baseball never put any stipulations on that money that they get and they send to a Bob Nutting or somebody in the smaller markets, Kansas City, Tampa Bay. Now, Tampa Bay, to me, that franchise has always impressed me because they don't have the biggest payrolls. They don't have good crowds a lot of the time, but yet they're competitive year in and year out, and in a big way.
They try.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have a roof right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and they're playing in a minor league park to boot. So. Yeah. And the Dodgers are there this weekend, so they'll have some terrific crowds down there. To get back to your question, baseball is powerless because we talked about this a little bit yesterday, that they cannot force an owner to spend money the way they want him to spend it. Would they like to see the Pirates have better player development? Yes, because they consistently do not have good player development. They do not have good players, but they cannot force them. They can't tell them how to run the business, plain and simple.
We can't make you be good.
No.
So.
But at least try to be competitive. It just seems to be a negative for Major League Baseball as a whole. I mean, I'm a Reds fan, and, you know, they're not doing too bad, but they're all of the smaller market teams are just, they're just farm teams for the big boys, and that's no way to run a league, and I think it's going to eventually drive it into the ground. I don't know if you guys feel the same. And there's like, what, four teams that really have payrolls that where they can compete.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking about most New York teams, Los Angeles, and you can throw a couple others in. Boston is doing well as far as financially goes. They have the resources that they need to compete in the marketplace. Obviously, the Phillies do. Phillies made a lot of deals yesterday that were crucial to them moving on into the postseason. But the bottom line is, this is it's really kind of depressing to realize that, you know, you've got those teams. And then to add this on to it, we end up hearing about expansion. I couldn't believe that I heard about this concept of expansion when the league top to bottom is not as healthy either, you know, at Major League Baseball as a whole, top to bottom. Is not as healthy as it could be, or that you would hope it would be. Because the bottom line is, there's a certain group of people it takes to play the game at that level. And there's only so many of them. You can't manufacture them. It's not like a video game. And you can take all those stats and throw them out the window because they're people. You know, some days they're good, some days not so much.
Yeah, you'd water down the league incredibly if you had a couple teams. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely.
They thinking about Nashville or somewhere?
Yes, I heard Nashville and Montreal as the two potential new franchises. I know there's been a desire to get back to Montreal for a while, and there are people in the city of Montreal that want to have baseball back. But it's not gone anywhere up to this point, but... You know, they keep testing the waters and they keep kind of poking to see if there's that support from Major League Baseball to go back to Montreal. Nashville, I would be afraid that Nashville would fall into the same category as the Pirates and Kansas City and all those other teams that are that size market.
Yeah, I would think they just don't have the base. So, well, good answers. You guys did a good job this week.
Appreciate it.
Be proud of yourselves.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll thump our chest and move onward. All right. Let's go and continue on the phones because we have a good friend of ours on the phone right now. That'd be Brother the X-Man has called in to on his vacation to be a part of Sports Central with Corey Geiger.
Well, we're actually passing the East Freedom exit here on I-99.
Almost back home.
Almost back home. You were talking about Montreal. We all know Brett screwed Brett. Right?
As soon as I heard who it was, I knew this was going to turn to that. Oh, man, you talk about a one-track mind.
Well, you're talking about Montreal.
Well, I know all about Montreal. I have relatives up there, so I have to know about Montreal. I have family up there, but yeah, the Montreal, they supported the Expos, and that was the big thing. But apparently toward the end, after the Olympics, they kind of like dissolved. They fell apart. But
and then in November of 97, Vince McMahon screwed Bret Hart. They had to get out of there.
And you know what? Montreal survived.
Yeah,
believe it or
seriously,
not.
They did.
Yeah, they still go back there.
Yeah.
We were just driving, and I was flipping through the dial because, you know, we got back in the area, and I'm like, I totally forgot. Rich and Dave were filling in for Corey this week. So Danielle and I are like, we should call.
Okay.
Oh, well, you did.
You have succeeded. You have tested our phone system and found out it works.
Yes. No, I had to text Jody for the number because I don't the hang number.
Yeah, how many
director.
how many times you work in here for us and you still don't know the number?
I know the RTA number.
Well, that's the same number.
That's what we use. Same number.
Well I'll be dipped in
Hershey syrup. We'll say Hershey syrup, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be dipped in Hershey syrup and rolled in breadcrumb. The whole time it was the RTA number.
Yeah.
The whole time.
All right.
I called the Hank number, and I thought Will had answered. It was weird.
Oh, my.
He did. Because he came and stood at the door here and looked like, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah. That was...
He does that every first Tuesday of
month. I felt like a mannequin for a while. You know, people stand out on the streets and look at people, the clothing that's on the mannequin in the window. That's what I felt like, a mannequin. Yeah. He just kept standing outside the door.
Or the fish tank. Yeah, he thought it was this time in the morning.
He's a little early or late.
Time warp.
All right.
Time warp. It'll be good to have you back.
See you guys on Monday morning. And then Tuesday, we've got Tom and Joe's, don't we?
Yes,
well,
we do.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're coming back and you're going to be jumping right into the fire.
That's what I do best.
Amen to that. All right, X-Man.
See you guys.
See you on Monday.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he's over his mourning period.
Yeah. Yes.
For the Hulkster.
Yeah. And that was what originally I maybe that was what his comments were going to be, but we got him sidetracked like we are able to sidetrack ourselves.
Yeah. So we got you.
Yeah. So there. 814-946-0435, the number to call. It is Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. 28 after 4, we're going to get a bunch of commercials in. First, we'll start with this group and be back after that.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Ready for that summer road trip? Make sure your vehicle is ready. Make a trip to Russell Tire in Altoona or Central PA Truck and Equipment in Claysburg for their summer savings special. Get lube, oil, filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, tire rotation, brake inspection, and battery inspection. All for just $59.99. And to help you stay cool and comfortable on that road trip, take advantage of their air conditioning performance check for only $59.99. Be ready for the road this summer with a trip to Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
A quick trip from wherever you are in Central PA gets you the finest from Kubota and the very best from the McCoy family. A trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in Central PA for over 40 years. Kubota offers the models, attachments, and implements you need, and you'll find them all at McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring. Excellent selection, combined with the full service and support of a longtime dealer like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing, tackling that big project on your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and more. And always with free setup and free delivery. The weather has finally turned, and it's time to head back outdoors. Follow the Kubota orange glow and meet the McCoy family at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36, Roaring Spring. Online at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code ADULT and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code ADULT to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code ADULT. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code ADULT. That's promo code ADULT for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
FM 814-946-0435. Although that's still culture shock to me. I hear singers singing about Hank FM and then Back in Black by AC/DC comes on.
Yeah, it's not exactly a mix.
Yeah, seriously. But nonetheless, we are here. You can join us, 814-946-0435. We have other things that we will touch on after we come back, because we had so much fun there in the first half hour that we kind of ran over. We had two good callers, and so we're up again it, as they say. So we're going to continue with our little bit of a commercial respite here, as we'll go out and get drinks now and grab some pizza. And back with more Sports Central with Corey Geiger, Dave Shannon, and referee Rich DeLeo sitting in. It's brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars.
Last year's Iowa Speedway winner Ryan Blaney is on, getting us all set up for this weekend at Iowa Speedway.
I thought it actually raced pretty good. Like, I don't know how it looked on TV to everybody. No, good. Yeah, good. Okay. I thought it was pretty racy. You know, we were way up there in that second lane, which essentially kind of made it three lanes, because you had the bottom, then you could straddle the seam, and then you had guys in the full top. So yeah, it honestly exceeded my expectations as far as raceability. Good cars could pass people, and you had different lanes. And so yeah, I mean, the crowd tonight was awesome. I mean, packed house. If that doesn't make you want to come back here, I don't know what will. And so, yeah, I don't know if they really need to pave the whole thing. I thought it did a good job tonight, but that's above my pay grade. Yeah, I mean, it's, Joey's won a lot of those inaugural races. And they do a great job and everything. But I think us as an organization, like Penske, we do a really good job of preparing and planning and going through sim work, really, really utilizing, you know, tire tests, wheel force tests, you know, figuring out a good game plan before we get here. I'm not taking anything away from the 22 team, but I think as a whole company, we do a good job at these places we go to for the first time. So that's something to be proud of in our group. All the Team Penske, they work really hard to try to be ahead of the game. I think our sim work and all that stuff is really good, and engineers and crew chiefs are great. So I think it's a huge testament as an organization as well.
You're on the final lap.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Well, I guess that one's acceptable because the jingle ended and there were guitars, so it's a little more acceptable.
I think we're okay.
All right. You are back with Sports Central, and it's normally with Corey Geiger, but referee Rich DeLeo and I have been with you through 3 days this week, and of course you had Kreider and his good old Black and Gold show. So that's a regular feature now. You're going to be hearing that through football season, and hopefully Steeler fans will want to hear that in the postseason as well, assuming that the Steelers might be able to get there. Lots of questions to be answered. Wanted to throw this in before we go off onto a different subject. And that is because we had the final lap there, that feature. Did want to mention that Penske Entertainment and Fox have come together, as Fox now owns 1/3 of Penske Entertainment, which means that Fox now owns 1/3 of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So that's one of the things that Penske bought. And IndyCar, of course, among his assets. So now Fox has a portion of that. We'll see how that may change programming on Fox. They already carry a ton of races, and different styles too. I mean, they became the home of the NHRA, the National Hot Rod Association. So that's something they added in. I don't know. Maybe NHRA will go away because they'll be filled up with Penske events. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, let me just say this, and I'm sorry. I am not a fan at all of any racing whatsoever. I have never followed it in my lifetime. I get the concept. Go as fast as you can, turn left for 5 hours, and get back safely to where mm-hmm. you started.
Yep.
That's what the running gag is with many people. I'm just not a fan of the activity at all. And I have no idea any of the names. I don't know. All I know is tomorrow, Major League Baseball is going to step into the ring, so to speak.
Yeah.
Of racing, because the Braves and the Reds, when their game is done in Cincinnati, which it is, they're going to fly to Bristol, Tennessee. And they are going to play at the Bristol Motor Speedway. They're going to play a baseball game tomorrow.
At a racetrack.
In the middle of the racetrack at Bristol, Tennessee. The field has already been put down. It is nestled neatly inside that oval. And they're going to be, and they've sold 86,000 tickets.
Amazing.
For this game, which will be the most attended baseball game ever, except for Babe Ruth's appearance at the cricket field. Which some 300,000 people claim to have seen. So baseball will cross over into the racing genre somewhat tomorrow. And that's a 6 o'clock game, so it'll be interesting to see how that comes off. Because they're going to be on the it's a regulation field. I didn't see a fence yet. I didn't see a fence up there, whether it's going to be a snow fence, because the outfield is not up against the bleachers like it is in many parks.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to put up like a big snow fence. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're not going to be not going to be as close to the fans as they would be in the regular major league stadiums.
It'll be noisy, though, with that many people and the way the racetracks are laid out. There'll be a lot of bouncing and echoing that'll be going on as far as the fans go. It'll be noisy.
It will be interesting to see. But what I was saying with the players, it's going to be hard for the players to get their bearings because they're playing on an oval. They're not playing in the symmetrical ballparks that they're used to.
Mm-hmm.
It was like playing over at Point Stadium. When you played baseball at Point Stadium, very hard to get your bearings because left field was like 250 feet, center field was like a mile to downtown, and right field was like 400 feet away. So getting their bearings is going to be an issue tomorrow for the players, and they're not going to have a whole lot of time to get acclimated because they'll get there by tonight, but they won't actually get on the surface until tomorrow and only get like a morning to work out and to see, you know, what the layout is like. And really getting their bearings is going to be a problem.
Yeah. Now, are both of those set to be day games? Those are going to be day games?
There's only one.
Oh, just one.
It's a night game. It's tomorrow a night game. 6 o'clock.
Now, that's a problem. There's so much fussing that goes on with lighting at ballparks. I don't know how they make that work. Unless, now, it could happen that they bring in portable lighting. I mean, they did that at Penn State for how many years so that they could televise football until they finally put the lights in full time.
Well, you know, Joe never wanted lights. Joe did he did not like night football at all.
No.
Now, I don't know if there are lights at the racetrack, the speedway.
Oh, there are.
I don't know, but
they're all focused on the track, though, primarily.
Well, but then it would have to encompass the oval in the middle.
Yeah, but it'd be spillover lighting. I don't know. I'm assuming that they'll bring in some kind of portable lighting.
But I think just out of curiosity, I'll tune in just to see what that's like.
Yeah, for sure. Just to catch it and see what it's all about. I was going to play something here because I'm going to talk briefly about the Steelers. And I don't know if I can actually get away with this because I didn't have a chance to preview it. And I don't want to have to hit the dump button. Because this is Aaron Rodgers appearing on the Pat McAfee show. Now, if you've watched the Pat McAfee show, you know there's a lot of words that you really don't want to have on radio or anywhere else because ESPN ends up censoring that.
Bad words.
Yeah, bad words. Not good. But anyway, it would be interesting to hear what Rodgers had to say. But I was looking at this story, and they were going over coaching staffs and what they thought of them. And the Steelers coaching staff, after being ranked number 7 a year ago, is ranked 15th now in the NFL after all the things that happened in the postseason. And one of the biggest downfalls to this seems to be offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, who basically showed that he didn't know how to do anything when it came to passing with the Steelers last year. He's a run guy. That's his big thing. And the quarterback they have is a guy that's a freelancer that likes to dance around as much as he can and find guys that are open and throw passes. So I don't know how that's going to work out. And Mason Rudolph can do that. His problem is he throws to the other guys way too many times. And
that's a drawback.
Yeah. And, of course, interestingly enough, with that being said, Rodgers' first pass at Latrobe was to the wrong guy.
And go on with that, and I've got a little interesting tidbit for you Steeler fans. Just keep in the back of your mind when the season starts to unfold.
All right, now, they say that, let's see, this article from ESPN says that there are a few coaches I would rather have with me in the foxhole than Tomlin. No coach has a longer history of his team's punching above their weight than Tomlin's Steelers. Pittsburgh's defense is for seemingly the 137th season in a row, a reflection of its coach, tirelessly tough, prepared for the key moment, and never out of the fight. And then it goes on to say it's tempting to leave it there, but Tomlin's influence on the Steelers' disinterested approach to the quarterback position is impossible to ignore. It is unfeasible to win in the modern-day NFL without treating the quarterback as the position that it is, an exceptional position that must be given exceptional resources. For his, however, small part in the Steelers' organizational direction and towards stopgap quarterback options, Tomlin gets dinged in this article. So they move on to talk about, coach of the defense, Terrell Austin, and they mentioned that Austin's done well on the defensive side of the ball for multiple seasons now. Talking about, the Arthur Smith, well, basically they say that, he's the biggest question mark out of the whole thing. They say the last time that his offense excelled relative to its personnel was in the late 2010s and early 2020s with Tennessee, the Titans. That offense was under center, run heavy, play action. That's what he likes to run, the exact opposite of what Aaron Rodgers would like to be doing. Now, a massive offensive overhaul has occurred since last season. A new wide receiver one, a new tight end one, an entirely reimagined line, and potentially a new running back one. Smith has to make something from scratch. And the writer of the article says, "My faith in his ability to do so is only moderate." So, Steelers ranked at 15 in the NFL in that particular what coaching is going to be able to do with the talent that they have. Now, what was on your mind, Rich?
Now, keep this in mind, Steeler fans. You want Aaron Rodgers, okay. I don't know how many of you wanted him, but you got him, and now you have to deal with this. Aaron Rodgers was in Green Bay. Mike McCarthy got fired. Well, Aaron Rodgers was quarterback. Aaron Rodgers went to New York. Robert Saleh got fired when Aaron Rodgers showed up.
I see where this is going.
So he's now in Pittsburgh, where Mike Tomlin has survived for 18 years because he's never had a losing record. His worst two records were 8-8. Aaron Rodgers is in Pittsburgh, and Mike Tomlin has been there for 18 years. They haven't won a playoff series since 2017. Like Dave said, you see where this is going? You wanted Aaron Rodgers? Well, you got him.
Yeah. Yeah, have fun with that.
And I'd like to know just how many Steeler fans really wanted him in Pittsburgh.
I can't imagine that they're really, the town kind of gravitated. Once Wilson started to play last year, the town of Pittsburgh kind of really liked him. And there's a lot to like about Russell Wilson. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to start the beginning of the season. And that led to Justin Fields. And Fields just did not be able to see. I couldn't see him throwing the ball down the field effectively at all. He's like one of those niche guys. He's the guy that can ad-lib, run the ball, that kind of a quarterback. And he does not have, as opposed to some of the other quarterbacks in the NFL that are ad-lib type quarterbacks, but those guys can throw the ball down the field, and Fields seem to be unable to do that.
Oh, and another thing about Mr. Rodgers is that he's not going to be able to extend plays like Roethlisberger used to do, or even Caleb, what's his name? Or Justin Fields.
Justin Fields, and yeah.
The kid from Chicago.
Yeah.
Those quarterbacks are able to extend plays, which is extremely important in today's NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, here you are, you've got a 42-year-old quarterback, and even if you're not a Mason Rudolph fan, you got a feel for the guy. I mean, here he comes back to Pittsburgh, and then they sign Aaron Rodgers to, like, seriously? Well, poor Mason Rudolph, he just can't catch a break with the Steelers. Every time they bring him in, they bring in somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Now, he had his troubles in Tennessee last season. So, you know, I'm sure that they didn't want to put all their eggs into the Mason Rudolph basket, so to speak. And they wanted to get somebody else. I think they were interested in other quarterbacks, but they were never able or willing to make a deal. And so they ended up with this guy. They ended up with Aaron Rodgers. And as you say, we'll see where that goes. But it doesn't seem to be the recipe for success in today's NFL.
Not at all.
So we'll see how it all plays out. And I it was very interesting that you made those comparisons with previous head coaches that Rodgers played under. I don't think Tomlin will be a victim to that particular jinx, but you never know.
You would hope not.
You never know.
Something to think about.
It is. It is. All right, 814-946-0435. We have a few minutes left if you want to try to get a call in. Right now, we'll take a commercial break. It is Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Referee Rich DeLeo and Dave Shannon sitting in today. Back with more right after this.
Aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community. With youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today. Your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Hank FM!
All right. More culture shock.
Really?
This is like Aaron Rodgers playing for the Steelers. The clash between the jingles and the bumper music.
In our last few minutes, who do we want to try to get fired? Telling you.
Yeah,
it's not a good track record.
No, it certainly is not. One of the things I did want to bring up, it's that time of year as far as we see a lot of the local basketball leagues are finishing up for the summer. And, you know, we got all that going on. It's one of the big things. I'm actually, in a way, I'm kind of confused at times. There are certain teams, certain schools that do well in high school basketball. And, you know, they play in the summer leagues. And they're pretty good in the summer leagues, but somehow it doesn't seem to translate as well into the regular season of high school basketball.
And you would hope it would. And I know a lot of coaches, I don't know if they pin their hopes on that. I mean, it's a I don't even know if you can use it as a barometer, because after there's so much time in between, you know, you have the leagues ending now and you have school starting with the fall sports, and then basketball doesn't start till, you know, middle of November with practice and everything. So I don't know how much, I mean, mentally you can say, okay, you know what, it was good for us because, you know, some teams that haven't won very much recently may have had a great summer, and, you know, that's how you build a team perhaps. It's not so much the winning and losing, it's playing the game and buying into what your coaches are trying to teach you. And that, if you can use the summer leagues that way, then yeah, I think it's beneficial. But if you put all the stock in wins and losses, that does not help you.
No, and the other thing about, I think the one thing that's different is, okay, people will talk about getting reps when you play a particular sport. My thing has always been, they have to be good reps, okay?
Yeah.
And a high school coach is approaching your game differently than whatever kind of coaching there may be in a summer league. Sometimes that's kind of coaching on the fly. You know, the guys on the floor are kind of coaching what's going on.
Well, and the formats are different, too.
Yeah. So that doesn't always translate all that well, because there are things that you may be able to do in a summer league that are not going to be good when you're there for high school.
No. But again, I think it's all to deal with the mental aspect of the game and telling yourself, hey, you know what, we did this as a team before. It might have not been in the regular high school setting, but at least we know we can play.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that going in, if you take that going into the high school season, then yeah, I'll say it's beneficial. But we know how fans are, you know, you put everything in wins and losses because that's all they talk about. When you talk about the summer league, oh, this team beat that team, and this team didn't have a very good year, and we don't know. It's not all about the winning and losing. It's, again, Vince Lombardi said it best. It's how you play the game.
Yeah, and that goes back to that good reps. You can do as many reps as you want. I know, and I'm sure you've been around them, and I've talked to the more successful three-point shooters. They take a minimum of what they want is to try to strive for 300 made three-pointers a day.
See,
that's a day.
To me, that's undue pressure. Yeah, you want to get better, but, you know, work on your form, work on taking a shot off the dribble, taking a shot off the pass, driving to the basket. I don't know if taking 300 shots, to me, that's just putting a lot of pressure on yourself.
It is. But I'll tell you what, the better players, and I watched this play out at St. Francis over the course of time, is the better players, like you'll walk into what is now DeGaulle Arena, and I would walk into the arena and I would see people in the dark, because back then they had the old-fashioned lighting in what the arena was at that point, and it'd just be dark. They only turned those lights on when there was either a designed event going on or an actual game that counted for the school. And I'd see all these players, and I knew who they were, and they're there playing basketball. You know, they had those rims on the side that would swing down from the ceiling, and they're there playing games. They're going at it against each other, and they just, you know, most of those and I've heard coaches refer to them as gym rats because they spend so much time in the gym.
Now, I'm sure that any coach will tell you any amount of practice is good, but if you go too much with one thing, and if you, I got to get these 300 shots in and I got to make 200 of them, you know, two out of every three, that's a little unrealistic, especially three-pointers, because it's the lowest percentage shot you can have. But again, any amount of practice is not bad for you. But you got to give yourself some time to breathe as well and not think about it so much. See, people, and if you think about it too much, then that's when you start to pressure yourself, and that's where you make mistakes.
Yeah. All right. One other thing, wanted to tip our cap to Lilly Conrad Chiropractic. They have dominated the City League now. 23 out of the last 23 seasons, they are the champions 20 times. That's that's a pretty good run. To say the least.
Used to be like the old 4Ds teams back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
With the city teams. And knew a lot of players back then. Don't know any of them now.
Yeah. But, that's all wrapped up now. So, yeah, we're making that, we're turning the corner and coming down the home stretch on the kind of sports that we have during the summer. Football's just around the corner and up your block. We got the NFL getting ready. We have the high schools. I think they will probably start their practices in earnest this week. Heat acclimations first, right? And then you move on to
heat acclimation, and then you put the pads on.
Yeah. So even the Steelers went through that. They went through acclimation, and now they're with the pads on.
Yeah.
So that's the way it works, and that's going to be going on at the high school level shortly. Hey, it's been fun having the opportunity to work this with you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yep, been fun. Now we're done, and Corey can get back in here Monday and get back to work.
Right the ship. Because right now we're listing toward the right, toward the starboard side.
Needs a weekend's worth of repairs.
Yes. All right. We will catch you on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA Monday morning beginning at 6. Have yourselves a great weekend and, surround yourself with some good sports. All right. I'm sure at some point we'll show up on this show again. So, yeah, get all excited about that. All right, have a great weekend. See you, bye.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.